This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It is the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. I was thinking about it the other day. We don't do a whole lot of commercialization on this show. I don't talk about my books. I don't talk about my TV appearances. I don't talk about where I'm going to be speaking. I don't solicit for, you know, and we need to do more of that. Just saying. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. A couple things that we didn't get to yesterday. And I'm going to try to get to them today. That would be Chicago killings and what else? NFL numbers. So we'll try to delve into that. They become mainstays of the program. We know, you know, after Monday night, Sunday night, you know, the football games and Monday night, football numbers going to be down. How far down are they, Kevin? Well, I don't know, but they are down. Stadiums emptying. Love it, love it, love it. Anytime you buck the Americans, the true Americans, you folks listening to this program, you will be made to pay. And that's exactly what's happening right now. And I love this. I love it. Because you know why? This is the best time. Think about all the liberals are doing. They're fighting you, fighting us, just trying to keep their head above water because they've been just, you know, on one of those little inflatables in the pool just waiting for us to bring them mint juleps all for the last few decades. And suddenly they've been toppled over into a boiling ocean trying to keep their head above water because they've got scandals. We're looking into everything. Why? Because they have been running roughshod over us in the con game. And that's our theme for today, the con game. Mm-hmm. Thomas Sowell said this, the welfare state is the oldest con game in the world. First, you take people's money quietly, and then you give some of it back to them flamboyantly. Now, Thomas Sowell is one of my idols. This man is a sage. The fact that 99.9% of black people don't know him like Muhammad Ali is sacrilegious, and 100% of white folks. But let me tell you what he just said. What he said was a much more eloquent way of what I say, which is, you're being pimped. You're being conned. See, here's what a pimp does. A pimp puts you out on the street, befriends you, puts you out on the street after he whoops your head, says, go make me some money. You go make him some money. You bring it back. And then he goes and buys you something. Or he gives you a little chump change to make you think that everything's good. Then he says, oh, way to go, baby. You went out there and made daddy some money. And so you're all happy because he beat you up and sent you out. And when you come back, he's all, you know, lovey-dovey. Because you're handing over the money. Handing over the goodies. That's right. Because your goodies been out there making him money all day. The government does that. They're like, hey, go out there and make me some money. And then you go and you give, here's the money, Mr. Government. And then the government goes, all right, tax time, I'll give you a little bit of it back. And you're all happy. Yeah, look at me, I'm getting my tax refund. I love how people, they get all jubilant over getting their tax refund. It cracks me up. I'll tell you why. Because you're getting your own money back. It's like people that go, I'm getting a rebate on my little electronic device. I go, congratulations, you're getting your money back. You know, woo, I'm using a coupon. You know, look, I'm not trying to belittle people to do it. Good for you. I mean, the ones that do it and can do it to the hilt really make out. But the idea that you're getting something back, that you're really getting over, is that's the thing we love. We love this idea that, woo, yeah, I'm in a loyalty program and I got my free Starbucks coffee. Yeah, I finally got my free one. Yeah, Starbucks. Yeah, I showed you. And Starbucks is going, yeah, you're paying $5 for a 20-cent cup of coffee. And after 15 of them, after I've made $75 and spent, $3. You spent $3. And my cost is $3. I've made $75. I give you 20 cents. And you're going, yeah, showing them, look at that. But that's how that's the con game. And it's a psychological, it is deviously cool, the psychology of government, the psychology of leftism. As I said, if we had given these leftists enough time and enough rope, they were going to hang us. Because they will tell you that the ridiculous is what you should accept. And they do it every single day, folks. The ridiculous. The ridiculousness of feminism that will allow one of their own men, not one, many, but I'm thinking of Weinstein, to openly sexually abuse women. Look, don't blame Weinstein. Hollywood openly sexually abuses people. Openly. There's no secret to it. You want another example? Academia. You send your kids to school. Professors, do I really need to explain this to you? Professors are sleeping with your girls and boys. And then holding their futures over their head. You better do this or you're not going to get that A. And instead of firing the professors, what do? They give them tenure. They say, no. Oh, no, Dr. So-and-so is amazing, and we've got to keep them around. Yeah, so they can molest more people. It is known. Hollywood themselves write about this. I watched, what was it called? How to Get Away with Murder. The lady's husband is a professor, and she knows he's sleeping with his students. I'm talking about the main woman of the show. So Hollywood knows it. Hollywood knows about itself, but they want you to think you're stupid. See, that's the con. The con is, what are you talking about? Kevin, we all know about it. Why are you blaming us? But you do it in your corporation. You do anything that Hollywood or academia does in your company, and you will rot in jail. But they still say to you, well, what's the big deal? And you go, but wait a minute, you're applying it to me over here, but you're not applying it to yourself. And they're like, yeah, so what? And you're going, but that doesn't make any sense. And they're like, what are you talking about? It doesn't make any sense. We get away with it, you don't. What part of this do you not understand? And you're going, well, I don't get away with it. Look at you. Mm-hmm. Look at you wanting to get away with something. And you're going, wait a minute. That's not what I mean. The real issue here is, how are you getting away? Oh, don't go there. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about. The con game. That's what's going on, baby. You're getting conned. And you're listening to this program because I expose the con. I tell you where the card is in Three Card Monty. We'll be back, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma, your path to wellness begins here.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. It's the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. How you guys doing? Still eating that Thanksgiving leftovers? Thanksgiving leftovers are good. That's the one thing about Thanksgiving stuff is, it's a tradition, so you know what to do. So let me tell you what we would do when my grandmother was alive. So she'd make the big bird and all that, and we'd eat big Thanksgiving dinner. I mean, huge Thanksgiving dinner. Pies, cakes, and generally we celebrated with family. So we migrated from somebody's house to the next house, depending upon who'd had hosted it the year before, whatever. So my grandmother, when she would have it, man, it would be huge. I mean, and people loved coming to the ranch, because once Thanksgiving was over, we could just go out in the pasture and play football, basketball, you name it. I mean, we had old rinky-dink gold. Believe me, it's funny. I showed my son what I played basketball on, and he was like, "That's what you play basketball on?" It was, you know, a basketball rim nailed on a piece of plywood that was sloped. We didn't even have it straight. My grandfather didn't even put it up straight. He probably let me do it, if I'm remembering correctly. But we would go. It was a blast. So people would love to do it. So we'd go fishing or in most cases hunting, because it was too cold to fish. But we'd go hunting afterwards and things like that. It was such a great thing. But I loved it. But here's what I really loved. I loved the leftovers, because my grandmother knew how to get that turkey, she'd end up making a turkey hash, and we would eat turkey and waffles. I know people eat chicken and waffles, but we would eat turkey and waffles, and they were delicious. But she reconstituted whatever was left, and honestly, it was better the second time around, because she, you know, we had greens, the veggies were, I mean, we always had turkey, but the veggies were what blew me away. Corn casserole. She used to make this corn casserole, which my grandfather would cut off barely cut off the ends of the corn, you know, on a corner cob when it was cooked. And then he would scrape it down and get the corn juice. And then my grandmother would put some breading and some other stuff in there and make a corn casserole that was unbelievable. It was delish. My mouth is watering as I think about it. Oh, man. Love those days. And I love so much about growing up in a conservative way. Now, my grandparents were Democrats. You guys know this, but they didn't know they weren't Democrats. They'd been trained to be that way for so long. The Democrats had given so much, and I don't want to go through the history of it, but they were conservatives true and true, or through and through. That's what I should have said, through and through. But they were conservatives. And I noticed that. So here's the thing. And I know this is why my grandmother used to get after me when I would tell her. I'd go, you guys are not Democrats. I mean, at a young age, at 13 years old, I was like, we're not Democrats. Here we are, boy. Be quiet. And my grandfather would chime in. Be quiet. You know, they would only scold me, but they would never threaten to, like, whip me or anything like that. But they didn't like that I could see that they weren't that way. And it just dawned on me, it's the same problem leftists have today. They're mad for being wrong. They really are. You tell your kids, don't chew with your mouth open. Stop chewing with your mouth open. Don't talk when you've got food in your mouth. And then you're eating food and something comes up and you're like talking with food and your son goes, hey, you got food in your mouth, you're talking, Daddy. You're like, shut up, boy. Well, what? Do the rules not apply to you? Why do you say that? Why do you, your child says, you tell your kid, don't curse. And then you curse and your kid, Daddy, you just cursed. Yeah, well, there's nothing for you to say. Except, yeah, Daddy got it wrong. Daddy shouldn't have done that. But you get upset because you've been caught. You've been caught doing something wrong. See, we've been telling these leftists for a long time, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong. And here's what I would say to them. What do you do when you're so wrong? I'm talking about they are so blatantly wrong, they are angry at us. They want to set the rules. You know, you should be good citizens. You should, you know, don't womanize on the ladies and be kind to women and gentle to kids. And, you know, Hollywood is a great place. And, you know, get that education and all this. And then you go, okay, great. So there are a set of rules of society that we should follow, right? Love thy neighbor, do unto others, blah, blah, blah. And then what do? They violate every rule. And when you go, wait a minute, whoa, wait, look at Conyers. Look at Al Franken. Look at Weinstein and Kevin Spacey. And you call them out. See, you've proven just how duplicitous they are, how disingenuous they are, frankly, how stupid they are. See, it's one thing for you to say it. Y'all are stupid. Y'all want Barack Obama's president. Y'all are stupid. And they're like, you don't even know. Shut up, Kevin. You're not so smart yourself. He's the smartest man ever. And then what does he do? Barack Obama goes out and proves you right that he is stupid. Nuttier than squirrel turds. And see, that's what you did. You called him out, and then he validated it. We told him the best president ever is a putz. They didn't believe us. Deep down, they knew we were right. They fought to stop the truth from coming out, folks. You want to know how they did it? You want to know how I can prove to you that they fought the truth from coming out about Barack Obama? After his first term, they elected him again. He had given them plenty of evidence to say, don't do it.
Well, if I can't get the budget down after my first term, that should be the end of it.
Well, it should have been the end of it. What did Barack Obama do that would make you go, woohoo, he was amazing. After his first term, but you know what their rationale was? Well, he just haven't had enough time, man. Y'all got to give the brother some time. And white folks enablers are like, you know, it'd probably be really good if we gave more time and let these policies kick in and things, and then we'd have a real barometer. No, you had your barometer. You knew exactly what was going to happen. You knew because we told you. And we gave you ample evidence. And you know what they said? You're a racist. You just don't want him to succeed. So what? His policies aren't working right now. If he needs to get some more time, they'll work. Well, he's gotten more time. How's your Obamacare working out for you, huh? He's gotten everything he asked for. And it failed. And then you know what we went and did that really got him going? This really, you know, peeved him off. We got Donald Trump elected. We elected a competent dude. See, if we had elected a knucklehead, somebody who was going to let the media dictate what they do and not really work on policy, not keep their promises, they'd be
Look at that Carly Fiorina. Yeah, how's she working out for you there, conservatives?
And Carly would be shifting to the left. She'd be Hillary Clinton on steroids. And I'm just picking on her, but it could have been any of them. They would have been succumbing to the media juggernaut, the onslaught. Even the good guys, Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, others would have been like, wow, can't do anything right. But you know what Trump does? I don't care. And you know what else he's doing? He's effective. He shows you the difference between leadership and pikers. And what Trump did to get those guys back from overseas was a big deal. I hope he gets this other black cat that's over there. You know who I'm talking about, the football player? Stuck over there on a technicality. I hope he gets him back too. Everything they say about Trump blows up in their faces. And they're mad at you. Mad for being wrong. And you want to let them slide? Are you crazy? Get in their faces. Don't let them slide.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with 2 teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a 4-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra-large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
I think that he should step down.
Meeks' stance is different from what James Clyburn had to say to the New York Times. He says he's not sure that these claims against Conyers have, quote, any real substance. And he says, quote, you can't jump to conclusions with these types of things. For all I know, all of this could be made up. Reverend, what do you think accounts for the discrepancy here? Why are you on a different, you and Congressman Meeks on a different page from Jim Clyburn?
I think that the page that we're on is saying, in terms of the sensitivity of the Judiciary Committee, I think that what Congressman Clyburn is saying is that we could find out that some of this is not accurate. We're not dealing here with a situation that he does not deserve the right to defend himself and that he is not deserving the right. When you look at the fact, Casey, on the second accuser, that they withdrew their complaint, well, there has to be, that has to be looked into. Well, why did they come with their complaint? You can't write one news story, have an accuser, and all of a sudden that becomes the fact, because then everyone could be subjected to that. So I think that that is what Congressman Clyburn is saying, but I think what Meeks has raised to some of us is the fact that the Judiciary Committee, where he'd have to hear and conduct as ranking member, looks into other situations, that could be reason for him to step aside from that position until this is cleared up, not from his congressional duties.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was Reverend Al Sharpton, Reverend, who is now commenting on this, and he's trying to give clarity to black speak. See, black man Meeks, member of the Congressional Black Circus, a circus clown, he says, hey, we need to wait and see all that. We don't know what's going on. Nobody knows what's happening. Now, he didn't say that with Donald Trump. He's one of the guys out there going impeach. He's one of the guys out there saying Trump is grabbing women by the ear. And now it's so funny to watch him. They backtrack. That's the con game. Clyburn is saying, hey, look, he can step down from the Judiciary Committee, but he doesn't have to leave Congress. Why should he have to leave Congress? Just because he's molesting a bunch of women, black women, too. I'm just saying, you're watching this, folks. You're watching the con game play out. It's so, to me, it's fun to watch. It's fun to watch. What did Pelosi say on John Conyers? Did you check that out?
You said there's now a zero tolerance.
Yes.
John Conyers. What does that mean for him right now?
Let's say
in or out.
We are strengthened by due process. Mm-hmm. Just because someone is accused
You, and was it one accusation? Is it two? I think there has to be. John Conyers is an icon in our country. He's done a great deal to protect women, Violence Against Women Act, which the left wing, right wing is now quoting me as praising him for his work on that, and he did great work on that. But the fact is, as John reviews his case, which he knows, which I don't, I believe he will that he will do the right thing.
And is the right thing what? Resign?
He will do the right thing in terms of what he knows about his situation, that he's entitled to due process, but women are entitled to due process as well.
He took advantage of a situation where he had the rules of Congress, and I know you guys want to change these rules, but he got to hide his settlement. He got to, his accusers had to go through all sorts of craziness. So why is he entitled to new due process case?
No, I we are talking about what we have heard. I've asked the Ethics Committee to review that.
Yeah.
He has said he'd be open. It will cooperate with any review. Excuse me?
Do you believe John Conyers is a
I don't know who they are. Do you? They have not really come forward. And that gets...
You don't know if you believe the accusations.
What? That's for the Ethics Committee to review. But I believe he understands what is at stake here, and he will do the right thing.
Welcome back, everybody. Wow. What do I need to say about this? Jake Tapper says, Conyers, in or out. We are strengthened by the process. He said, in or out. Jake Tapper says, you have a zero tolerance policy against sexual harassment in Congress. By the way, that's the same principle that applies in the public in a private service. Why is it in public service when you are held to a standard? Zero tolerance, then it's equivocal. Oh, well, we're not really, we need to know all the evidence. They don't need to know all the evidence when it comes to conservatives. Did Nancy Pelosi say of Judge Roy Moore, we need to wait? We need to know everything that's going on. They took the word of people that supposedly are 30, 40 year ago situations. Now we're finding out these people are the biggest liars on the planet. Where's Gloria Horan? Hey, Gloria, where's that high school book, yearbook, that was going to be the evidence that, had the identical signature of Judge Roy Moore, D.A., which was his assistant, not district attorney, and it was identical to what he'd signed in her divorce papers. Where's that at? Uh-oh. Now we got problems. Yeah. See, that's the left. The rules, when it comes to them, they don't apply. They only apply to you. I jokingly said earlier that when the left... I talked about this with school, with education and entertainment. So what Harvey Weinstein molests women and rapes them and sexually abuses them? So what Kevin Spacey does it? So what Charlie Sheen does it? All these hardcore leftists. So what Al Franken does it? So what leftist politicos? So what college professors knowingly tell you that we're going to do this? They're vile human beings. But you do it, and you're in the spotlight. And the minute you go, well, wait a minute, what about Weinstein? What about the rules over there? Well, how dare you? How dare you try to deflect? So here's Nancy Pelosi. By the way, leftist CNN media is saying, what are you talking about? And what's funny, she brings up, well, the Republicans, they touted my Violence Against Women Act and that Conyers was one of the people that voted for it. Congratulations. It's exactly what I told you, and I've told you 1,000 times, if not 1,000 more. The left will tell you what they're doing by the things that they claim are helping those that they're doing it to. Let's pass the Violence Against Women Act, knowing that we are perpetrating violence against women, because that gives us cover.
Well, you do know John Conyers voted for the Violence Against Women's Act.
Yeah. As he was what? Violating women. Bill Clinton. Ask any feminist.
Bill Clinton's an amazing man. He's helped feminism. He's the cause of feminism.
Bill Clinton is rape. Has gotten away with more. There are people in prison. There are entire cell blocks who are in prison who have raped fewer women than Bill Clinton. Let me tell you something, folks. You only know the ones you know. How many of these women that Bill Clinton, in his position of power, how many lives did he ruin? Women who would not dare come forward, or who, because of what their situation is, became drug addicts or whatever, just completely tuned out of life. How many? How many do you think happened to Weinstein? How many actresses do you think you don't know because of Weinstein? Because they said, holy crap, this is what I have to put up with? And now they're in rehab or they're on drugs or, you know, in terrible relationships. They don't care. You think the left gives a crap about those women? Well, we're hoping he'll do the right thing, is what Nancy Pelosi said of Conyers. Since when? Bill Clinton was, backed in the corner. He was a trapped animal while he wagged his finger and told us he hadn't done it. He did an interview with his wife prior to running for election. Do you remember the one where the lamp almost hit Hillary? Because God was trying to strike him down. And Bill Clinton said, these women are lying about affairs with him. He said he hadn't had extramarital affairs. He was lying through his teeth. Do you think they cared? Just go look at that video. Look at the date stamp on it. It was prior to Bill Clinton being interviewed by Barbara Walters, I believe, or one of the 60 Minutes ladies, and he says point blank, these people just lied. And Hillary's like, well, you have to understand the motivation of these crash. And the light almost hit her. Jesus, Mary, John, and Joseph. She gets up running. They're lying scoundrels to their core. And don't you believe a word that comes out of their mouths. Do the right thing. Oh, he knows about his situation, says Pelosi. Yeah, the guy, then Tapper comes back and says, wait a minute, he hid his settlement. How do you hide your settlement? And then make it to where the accusers can't say a word. Uses taxpayer money to hide a settlement, says the accusers can't defend themselves because one of them got a $27,000 thing. And she said, well, the ethics committee will work on that. And Sharpton cracks me up. He's talking about, well, you know, we got to let all this, you know, everything they talk about, folks, is who shot John. It's subterfuge to make you not want to think about what's really going on with them. Lying, lecherous people to their core is what they are. Every single one of them. Providing cover where they wouldn't do it if it were conservative.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother?
Get VirtualShield.com,
the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust.
Get started today at VirtualShield.com.
Take advantage of our free 30-day trial.
VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, author of Race Pimping, the Multi-Trillion Dollar Business of Liberalism. And let me tell you, you're watching liberalism unfold in ways that I don't think most people would have predicted. If Donald Trump did inherit a mess from Barack Obama, and he certainly did, one of the biggest messes he inherited was the crime rate. I talked earlier about the con game. And I quoted Thomas Sowell, who said, the welfare state is the oldest con game in the world. First you take people's money quietly, then you give it back to them flamboyantly. And let me tell you, all that money that's been taken from you quietly and given back flamboyantly, and the part that they kept, what's it doing? Is it solving the nation's problems? I've said you could solve problems very easily. I mentioned the professors molesting kids. Here's a good example. If you were to put out an edict at every college and university that says, if you engage in any type of sexual relationship with a student, you are fired from the university and you will lose tenure. You can't even protect the tenured professor. If you are a student who engages in any type of malfeasance with a professor, you will be dismissed from the school and still be required to pay whatever funds and things that you've been given. But what do you think would happen? I think students would see their professors a little differently and professors would see the students a little differently. Why doesn't academia do this? And why wouldn't you do it when somebody has the kind of power that they have over your child's future? Couldn't they be compelled to, if you were a lecherous professor and said, I think you're a hot little co-ed, and the only way you're going to get out of my class with a grade that you want is by, letting me grab you by the whatevers, then, if I have that kind of power over you, and I have tenure, do you think I might occasionally use it? But what if I knew that it could ruin my career? There you go. But do they implement these kind of rules? And if they are, are they enforced? I talked about a couple of moves. So how do you get away with murder? The woman, the attorney, and the whole premise of the story is based on her husband does nothing except have sex with co-eds. And she's a high-powered black female attorney. Probably a feminist. And she doesn't say a word. I talked about, maybe I did, I don't know if I did or not, but the scene in The Godfather where the movie producer says, there's no way that so-and-so gets that role. And he ends up with a horse head on his bed. The guy bragged openly. I groomed this girl. We spent millions of dollars on her. And she was a great piece of you-know-what. And I should know. I've had it all over the world. He admits in Hollywood, that's what we do. And Francis Ford Coppola puts it in the film. The people that made the movie that got Viola Davis an Emmy or whatever she won, put it in the film, put it in the TV show. Yeah, so what professors, 50-year-old men are having sex with 18-year-old girls? Who cares? They care when it's Judge Roy Moore. Anyway, that's not what I wanted to talk about. I want to talk about the con job of solving crime in the black community, of helping people. 38 days left in the year when I was reading this article, the murder count of St. Louis reached 188, the same number for all of 2016. So they got a month and something left, and they're going to hurdle past the number of killings in St. Louis. Now, Chicago's murder rate's going down. We'll talk about that in just a second. But they've jumped the murder rate in St. Louis, and it's a very simple reason as to why. They ushered in lawlessness under Barack Obama. The recent violence, they say, has kept detectives busy. Adolphus Pruitt, president of the St. Louis NAACP, said the homicide rate crisis is alarming. Looks like we're going to exceed the numbers from last year, Pruitt said. It's extremely troubling. Three reported homicides on Thanksgiving pushed the city's murder rate to 188. I want to put this in perspective. The city of St. Louis has 318, give or take, 1,000 people. And they have 188 murders. The city of Chicago has what? 6, 7, 8 million people. And they have 629 murders. So the city of Chicago is 20 times the size the city of St. Louis. And the city of St. Louis has, so let me put this in perspective. Let's just round it up to 200. That means that at the rate that the population of Chicago, the city of St. Louis would have 4,000 murders. So forget Chicago, and it's bad enough. Look at St. Louis. Look at what happens when you let a president who comes into there and says, hey, black people, it's a free-for-all. You don't need to worry about the police. You guys remember in Ferguson when the police watched as looters broke into a liquor store and looted it and did nothing, stood by and watched? My goodness. Here's what's interesting about Chicago's weekend murder rates. So these are actual stories. Three headlines when I looked this up Sunday night. We didn't get to it till today, but that's okay. CBS, Chicago, five dead. CBS Chicago, five dead, 24 wounded. WLS-TV, six dead, 30 wounded. Before either of those had even reported their five and six dead, NBC Chicago reported seven dead, 36 wounded. They can't even get it right themselves. One says five dead, the other says six dead, the other says seven dead. One says 24 wounded, the other says 30 wounded, and the other says 36 wounded. Which is it? So here's the actual numbers from a site called, well, I won't worry about the site. 629 homicides in Chicago. A person is shot in Chicago every 2 hours and 23 minutes. A person is murdered in Chicago every 12 hours and 35 minutes. Now, here's what happened with NBC, and they talked about the seven dead. And I want to just have you focus for a second on the people. So I'm going to give you a little story about them, and I want you to look at the commonality between these people as you contemplate that every 2 hours, give or take, 2 hours and 30 minutes, just to say 2 hours, somebody gets shot in Chicago. And every 12 hours, twice a day, somebody is killed. Now, here's what the article says. A second deadly shooting happened just before 1:30 a.m. Friday. A 27-year-old man was shot and killed during an attempted robbery in the 7500 block of St. Lawrence. The man, who was sitting in a car, refused to cooperate when a man demanded money from him. He was shot under the left armpit, later pronounced dead. So a guy gets robbed. Now, they're not going to tell you that it was a black guy being killed by another black guy. But if you know where the area is that we're talking about, that's what it was. Hours later, I'm giving you some hints. 22-year-old man was fatally shot in the 10,000 block of South Avenue, M. Few details have been released on what happened, but police say the man was shot in his body, was treated at the scene in critical condition, got pronounced dead. All right? Just after 5 p.m. Friday, a 23-year-old man was shot and killed while standing in the 1500 block of South Ridgeway. Police said the man was standing on a block when another man walked up to him and shot him in the head. He was taken to Mount Sinai Hospital and pronounced dead. Do I really need to break out the ethnicity of these fellas? About 3 hours later, a 22-year-old man was shot multiple times in the 6400 block of South Calumet. He was pronounced dead at Northwestern Hospital. Another fatality occurred on Sunday morning in a 200 block of North Lockwood, according to police. An 18-year-old man was killed when another man walked up to him and shot him multiple times. He was later pronounced dead at Loretto Hospital. You see the commonality? Did you guys catch it? Did you catch it? Yeah. Well, okay. You don't know the area, so you probably don't know that it was mostly going to be south and east Chicago. Okay, I get that. But what do you think? Did you catch what? Okay, they're all roughly the same age. 18-year-old guy, 22-year-old guy, 23-year-old guy, 22-year-old guy, 27-year-old guy, 24-year-old guy. Gunned down. People walking up to them, pow, shooting them multiple times, whatever. And outside of the robbery, which, what could the guy have had that the so-called brother, he's going to like, I ain't going to mess with my other brother. What could he have had on him that was worth his life? Now, here's what I would say to the guy who got shot. Get it up. Look, let me get my wallet. Here it is. Take it. I don't want to know who you are. Go with God. Have a happy Christmas. But he shouldn't have to, should he? Black guys killing black guys, young black guys killing black guys, and the left wants you to believe, don't profile.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.